Svoboda Party candidate Oleg Tannenbaum supports building a strong military to resist any Russian incursions and to fight pro-Russian separatists. While he endorses increased autonomy for regional governments, Tannenbaum says there can be no negotiations with what he calls the terrorists who advocate secession for eastern Ukraine.
Today, the government has to finish as soon as possible the anti-terrorist operation to isolate the terrorists, to disarm them, to initiate criminal investigations against the people who are causing this trouble.
The Svoboda Party was a force in the protest that ousted President Viktor Yanukovych earlier this year. In recent years, it has won 10% of the seats in Ukraine's parliament. But the party stirs controversy with its pro-ethnic Ukrainian stances, conservative Christian views, and past anti-Semitic statements. In a 2004 speech before Parliament, Tannenbaum said that Ukraine was controlled by a Muscovite Jewish mafia. University of Kiev Mohyla Academy politics professor Alexei Haran says Tannenbaum and his party have moderated their views in recent years.
They have started from far right. He made some anti-Semitic and xenophobic statements, but after 2004, I am watching it very, very carefully because I criticized him for that. His rhetoric is not xenophobic.
Tannenbaum says he supports the interim government's ruling to make Ukrainian the only national language, an issue that helped fuel discontent in Russian-speaking parts of the country.
My position and the position of the Svoboda Party is the following. The only national language is Ukrainian, and that's not even under discussion, and we will not give in to any concession on that. But in everyday life, people can use any language they like.
And like many Ukrainians, he regrets that the country gave up its nuclear arsenal in exchange for promises from Russia, the United States, and Great Britain to respect Ukraine's independence, sovereignty, and borders.
In every meeting, people stand up and say that was a mistake, that we got rid of our nuclear status because the U.S. is not fulfilling its agreement with Ukraine. If we had the nuclear button, then Putin would never start a war.
While Svoboda Party candidate Oleg Tannenbaum may be seen as extreme on issues of race and religion, on national security issues, his views are in sync with those of mainstream pro-Ukrainian nationalists. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.